Hello and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to Daily Inspirations once again. Thank you for calling in and taking time for this. I trust that you have been seeking God, seeking the Lord, and He is faithful. If we seek Him, He will reward us and bless us. So, as we continue to look at Colossians 3:2, where it speaks about having our minds set on things above and not on things of the earth, today we're going to look at how that will apply or how that will change our outlook in the area of treasures. The kind of treasures we will seek after if we have our minds set on things above. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, the Lord Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal." And then he lays it out very plainly in verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." We live here in a country that has many things, material things, is rich in material things. But how rich are we in treasures that are laid up in heaven? And we tend to justify ourselves by saying we might have money, but our hearts, that's not where our heart is. Well, Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And money seems to be a necessary thing. It's very unusual and rather difficult to live without any money. Yet, our goal should be to lay up treasures in heaven. The money that God has given us here, we are to use wisely, but where we want to store up treasure is in heaven. We want to have our minds set on things above. We want to be focused on things of eternal value and store up our treasures where we can enjoy them for all eternity. Sometimes we forget that we're only here for a little while, and we tend to act as if we were planning to live here on earth forever. And I find that it is easy for me to forget this and to become anxious about money here on earth when God has promised to provide for us. And Paul says if we have food and clothing, to be content with that. And godliness with contentment is great gain. In Luke chapter 12, we have the story of the rich man who had some great treasure, and he was feeling good about it. He said, "Eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. All this treasure that we have here on earth, we're going to leave it behind someday, and then it's going to be someone else's. And they're going to do with it whatever they want to do with it, and we no longer have any control over it. So let's lay up treasure in heaven. And I also like to think of Moses. Hebrews 11:26 tells us that Moses take a moment to look that up. Hebrews 11:24 to 26. By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. He looked to the reward. He had his mind. His mind was set on things above and not on things of the earth. He was looking towards the future. And there is no better investment. You know, we hear the term invest wisely, invest for the future, and terms like long-term investment. But there is no better investment than investing in the things of the Lord. They bring much better returns than any earthly investment. So I pray that you might be encouraged also, as I am in reading these things, and encouraged and inspired to look to God and the things that have eternal value. So I wish you the Lord's blessings for the day, and may God bless you.